For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill, your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. It's brought to you each and every weekend by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Stop on in. They got a big trailer sale going on. You will find what you need at Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. Well, coming up in just a few days, it is the 2024 Farm Fest event, the 43rd annual Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at Gilfillan Estate near Redwood Falls. I spoke to Nikki Jones, who is Director of Marketing and Events with Farm Fest, and she says the excitement is building.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the show this year, August 6th through the 8th, coming up. This is our 43rd year. And this year, we're talking a lot about the theme is farm family fun. So we really are talking about bringing the fest back to Farm Fest. And we've got a lot of activities and things going on related to that. But also, as you know, it's an election year, and our Farm Fest forums are going to be hosting some major events where people can come out and see their representatives speak on rural issues and issues related to agriculture, and really help them decide, who they might vote for at the polls this year.
Nikki mentions a few new things you may see or experience at Farm Fest this year.
Sure. We've got some of the same things that we do, like the free pancake breakfast. It will be in a new location this year. So anyone coming out for pancakes on Wednesday morning, it's going to be back at the Minnesota Farm Bureau tent. But we also have a sweet corn feed this year sponsored by O'Keefe's Working Hands. That's going to be on Tuesday morning. We've got our music and entertainment tent, so we're going to have some live music. We've got an expanded area for kids, so we've got our corn pit, some bubble makers, lots of fun things for kids to do. And, Smokey the Bear visits us from time to time, but this year he's celebrating his 80th birthday, so that'll be fun for families. We, of course, have all of our ride and drive demonstrations, all of our food and treat vendors across the showground. So, we have some new stuff, and then, of course, stuff that people are used to seeing every year, too. So, plus, our 400-some exhibitors that bring their interactive exhibits and, things to climb in and climb on and check out, even drive around.
Nikki Jones, a Director of Events and Marketing with Farm Fest, and she does mention all the vendors, and the trade show aspect is still very important, as a lot of folks still like to see and touch the equipment and get details and develop relationships.
It's, one of the top three ways that farmers and ag producers kind of make their purchase decisions is that hands-on, seeing it work, working with it, experience, and that you can only really get at a farm show. And that's why we do this every year, so that ag producers have that chance to really get what they need to make those decisions and grow their farms.
One of many highlights at Farm Fest is the different forms, whether it's political or informational at Farm Fest, and they'll have a lot of congressional, lots of national and local representation from the legislative side on the grounds. They will also be talking about the Farm Bill this week.
That will be Wednesday afternoon. We're talking about that. There's going to be representatives from National Corn Growers, Pork Producers, American Soybean Association, American Farm Bureau. We're really going to have a great panel of experts talking about where we're at with the Farm Bill, what needs to happen on the local, state, and national level for that Farm Bill to take place.
Nikki Jones at Farm Fest joining us here this morning on CASM Radio. She gives us a quick overview of some of the forms being held at Farm Fest this week.
Absolutely. So on Tuesday is when you're going to see those congressional candidate forums. In the morning, districts 1 and 2, and in the afternoon, districts 6, 7, and 8. So we will have current representatives and those running for office that have been invited to come out and, like I said, talk about those rural issues. Also on Tuesday morning, we have tips for farmers to survive in a down economy. And then later Tuesday afternoon, we have a special treat called America's Story from speaker, author, and podcaster Jeff Gould. He'll be talking a little bit about American history and what that means and for who we are in today's society. And it's a really, really cool speech he's given a number of times. And so we encourage people to come out for that. Wednesday is when you're going to see the Ag Outlook Forum. So you're going to see commodities experts and economists talking about what's to come in the year ahead. We also have at 10:30 the Minnesota candidates for U.S. Senate. So on stage, who have been invited, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Royce Lewis, Joe Frazier, and some others. So you're going to see them speak a little bit about what rural Minnesota means for them and how they're going to affect topics in the area. So we've got that on Wednesday, and then the Farm Bill I mentioned is Wednesday afternoon. But then, of course, Thursday we've got our Women in Ag event in the morning, and we're going to have keynote speaker Amanda Nigg, who is known as the Farm Fit Mama, as our keynote speaker. And then we're going to get to honor those five women farmer nominees, tell everyone a little bit about them, and name one of them the FarmFest Woman Farmer of the Year. And then the Minnesota Farm Family of the Year Award is Thursday afternoon. So we've got a full stage Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I just encourage everyone to head to farmfest.com and figure out your schedule for the week.
Thursday is always a fun day as you get to see a lot of farm families in attendance and be recognized on Thursday.
Yes, absolutely. And it's important to recognize those families that are doing such great work in their communities.
Nikki Jones at FarmFest gives us a little history on the Women in Ag Day and program at FarmFest.
This is year five for that program, and it's the stories amaze me every year of those women who think, you know, it's just what I do. It's just my day-to-day. But they put in so much effort, not only on their own farms, but in their own lives, in their families, in their communities.
Now, when it comes to tickets, you can still take advantage and get a discount when you purchase online for FarmFest.
Sure, they absolutely can. FarmFest.com has tickets for $8 in advance of the show. Those listening, if you want to use code RADIO24 at checkout, you get an additional $2 off, so that's a $6 ticket. We'll sell you a ticket at the gate as well, but it is a little bit less expensive if you do it ahead of time on farmfest.com.
And finally, another can't miss at FarmFest is the cattle tent. A lot going on there this year.
You know, the livestock tent is it's great to have because, especially this year, we of course have our cattle shoot desk. So they will be live cattle showing off the chutes and how they work. But also we have two education sessions, which I think livestock producers are going to be really interested in. On Tuesday at 11:30, you can come and learn more about the avian flu outbreak from the Minnesota State Veterinarian, the Minnesota Commissioner of Ag, and an American Farm Bureau economist as well. So there's going to be lots of great information about that particular issue. On Wednesday at 11:30, there's another education session about Prop 12, feedlot regulations, and other livestock policy issues. So if you have any questions about livestock policy and how to work around that on your farms, that's a great session to attend as well. So the livestock tent should be pretty active and, you know, lots going on, and we encourage those livestock producers to come on out. There's something for them, too.
Nikki Jones with FarmFest. Nikki in charge of marketing and events. And FarmFest, yeah, it's going to be another outstanding year. And we'll have reports right here. Live coverage from FarmFest here in the week ahead. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report. It's brought to you each week by MidSoda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. For CASM Radio, I'm Joe Gill.